Hoping to avoid last-minute internal disagreement, negotiators from 148 governments are working hard to conclude a new trade agreement by the end of 2006.
Well, there's a large number of different issues under negotiation at the moment.
Keith Rockwell, spokesperson for the WTO.
Agriculture is very important. Industrial products, services, rules, and then development issues. And development issues actually are the key to this round. And the objectives, it's quite clear, are to produce a system which will result in greater opportunities for developing countries.
According to Keith Rockwell, since developing nations are a majority of the countries within the WTO, they are setting an agenda that will be favorable to them.
One of the most important objectives of developing countries in this negotiation is to see the subsidies that are given to rich country farmers reduced.
However, Jack Chai Shomthongdi of the NGO Focus on the Global South fears that bilateral trade agreements between unequal trading partners may make negotiations harder within the WTO.
Southern governments are more flexible in accepting northern agenda in the WTO because of the fear of the bilateral agreements. This is the tactic which is very dangerous.
Mr. Rockwell admitted there are problems with the resources of the different negotiation teams.
The United States, the Europeans, the Japanese, they have a lot of negotiators. They got a lot of lawyers, a lot of economists. They can negotiate simultaneously many different agreements. That's not true for countries in sub-Saharan Africa.
Yesterday, protesters gathered outside the WTO headquarters in Geneva because they fear the GATS, the General Agreement on Trade and Services, will lead to privatization of public services.
My name is Dina. I have been working for international organizations as an interpreter since the founding of the United Nations in 1947. And seeing what goes on, I have decided to voice my own opinion. We feel that WTO is doing a lot of harm. It is dismantling the structures of public services.
Franz Ungricht, another protester.
Public services means it belongs to everybody and is based on solidarity rather than competition.
Despite the fact that the GATS is not yet completed, Geneva has already declared itself a GATS-free zone, along with cities like Paris and Vancouver. Patrice Meunier is on the Administrative Council. We have no illusions about what the GATS will bring us. Our action is preventive rather than reactive. Gerard Scheller of the Fair Globalization Group ATTAC.
The main problem is that the things are open on maybe published on the internet and everything. After everything is closed, is already decided. And the main thing for us would be to be able to have something to say before it's signed.
Although the negotiations ongoing in Geneva are still secret, one thing is for sure. Their outcome will affect everyone, in the developed as well as developing countries. For Free Speech Radio News in Geneva, this is Julia Steinberger.